I am not prepared.
No.
I am not prepared.
Tell everybody right now about the second lost episode.
Hey, divas. Hey, girlies.
You were mad.
Hey, mamacitas. Listen, I was mad, but I'm not, I don't think I was as mad as you think I was. I was more disappointed.
You looked so upset.
I was upset. I was upset. Not mad, just upset. Guys, in case you don't follow us on Instagram at @toblandgays, I need you to know something. Mm-hmm. You were supposed to get another episode last week.
A fabulous episode.
We had recorded 2 hours, I think. 2 hours worth.
Yeah, long one.
Long one. And it was comical. Probably one of my favorite episodes I think we ever have recorded. It was amazing. I can't even say recorded because we finally hit pause. I thought I was being a kooky, crazy girl by just letting it run the full 2 hours while we took breaks and all that stuff and swapped. And then we hit pause and it started to like render the episode and the entire thing vanished before our eyes.
It was wild. And as you guys know, that happened a couple of, like...
Yes.
What, a month? 2 months ago?
2 months ago. And we thought we had figured it out, but I will tell you this. I updated my computer today, mm-hmm. and apparently a huge software update had happened since the last time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I had to do that. And then I updated GarageBand, because that's what we record with. And I think we're good, but we are going to take a few extra breaks this episode because, so help me God, if it crashes, I just don't want to be 2 hours in and have this problem. Do you understand?
I understand.
I know that you do.
I understand completely.
How are you, babe?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am good. I'm golden. I'm a goose.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was amazing. It was so nice. We do, in my family, we do a family game, like a game situation. Mm-hmm. Everyone comes over. We have wine. We have a big old feast, desserts. Yes. And we just play games for a few hours. So that's what we did.
You give thanks and you give spanks.
I hear that, sister. And the pants were tight. Tight.
Tighter than when you arrived.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. How was yours?
It was good.
Was it?
It was good. Yeah, I drank all day.
I'm sure.
I drank all day.
Isn't that so nice?
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about going anywhere.
Oh, it was so
nice. You just get comfy and you just have, what did you drink? I'm a wine girly on Thanksgiving.
Anything I can find.
Work. My mom.
We went to Cody's family's house and his cousin gave me Prosecco.
Oh, that's nice. Favorite. And you didn't have to drive.
No.
You're not doing that. My mom always comes prepared with 2 bottles of Barefoot Moscato just for me.
Period.
Just for me. I cracked it. I got there at 11. I cracked it, had a glass, and just kept going.
And it was nice.
And it was nice.
Did you get through both?
No, I made it through half of one. I shared with a few people. It was nice. But we only made it through 1 bottle because I did have to work the next day on the Black Friday.
Oh my God. I didn't realize you had to work.
I work in e-commerce, babe.
E-commerce.
We're recording on Cyber Monday.
We are.
On Cyber Monday.
Happy Cyber Monday, all.
Happy Cyber Monday to all that celebrate. Can I ask you, have you made any purchases Black Friday through now? No? Don't lie to me.
No. Not online.
Have you gone shopping in person?
Yes.
Me too. I was surprised. I didn't think I was going to go this year because I always think about when we went to the mall and someone brought a knife to Abercrombie and Fitch. I think about it all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when I went on a Saturday afternoon, on the Small Business Saturday, I decided to shop corporate.
Yeah. Good.
I got this beautiful shacket.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. I got some jeans, got some boots. I really outdid myself. But I've decided I'm a shacket girl.
It really suits you.
Thank you so much.
You don't look nearly as bad as you normally do.
Well, listen, you know I love, and I actually said when we sat down, that you don't have any stuffed animals for me to cover my big stomach with.
You don't have a big stomach.
But I do have this shacket to cover my potbelly pig.
Tum. Yeah, normally Kevin sits on my couch, and on my couch we have a couple like little stuffed animals and pillows, and you know, I like cozy.
Yeah, you do.
I was in my plushie era for a while. And Kevin always covers up his stomach with one of them.
I like feeling petite.
You are petite. You're a petite little woman.
I'm a little petite woman.
Yeah.
But yeah, what did you shop for? What'd you get?
I can't tell anybody what I got because I don't know who's listening.
Is it gifts?
Yes. Okay.
You did gifting. Good for you.
Yeah, not for myself. I didn't buy anything for myself.
Good for you. Oh my God, I only bought for myself.
No, I bought for others.
You're so sweet. You're so generous.
I'm such a giver.
You are so kind.
I am such a giver.
Who are you?
I'm just me.
Just me. I'm just being Miley.
Period.
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 I love that.
We did go to Walmart, though, and that's where today's test try is coming from.
Oh, God, guys. Coming up later in the episode, we are doing a sampling, but it is a sampling of a different kind. And it's a sampling that I really just, quite frankly, can't get into.
No. And we'll tell you about it later. But Cody bought it, and it's going to be... It's food.
I've never once hated someone. No. I'm just kidding.
It's okay. You can hear me.
Listen, I'm going through a lot of emotions right now.
Yeah.
I want to know why.
Yeah.
I want to know what I did to deserve this.
So much.
You're
a terrible person.
What is happening? What did I do? Yeah,
karma's bad for you.
Well, listen, I'm pretty nasty.
Yeah.
Period. But before we get into it.
Karma is my boyfriend.
We're having a beautiful cocktail. And it is what? A Jack Frost?
I have no idea what's in that.
Well, Jake made us a cocktail. And he said that it's not fully a Jack Frost because it doesn't have any cocoa nut around the rim.
Cocoa nut. Yeah.
So, what would you call... I'm going to call her the Jack Off Frost. Because we're dirty.
That's really inappropriate.
Well,
what about our young listeners?
Oh, it's the Elsa.
It is
magic.
The Elsa. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I don't know. It's a tropical Christmas drink.
It's so good, though. Justin made us a gorgeous cocktail before we
guys, I made the worst cocktail I've ever made.
What was in it?
Bad things.
A lot of bad things.
Let me tell you guys what was in it because it was really terrible, but it's all that we had. So I just mixed together some holiday flavors. So I used some apple whiskey, some 99 cinnamon.
Oh my God. That's what it was.
And a cranberry seltzer. Guys, terrible.
When I tell you that I took a sip and my whole body just started tingling.
It was motor oil.
I felt like the hair on my chest grew 6 inches.
Did you get it all down though?
I got it all down. Mm-hmm. Jake brought us this beautiful cocktail as was trying to finish that. Yeah. It was too much, but we made it through. But actually, while we're here and we're talking about how we lost the most magnificent episode of all time, can we tell them what we had last week? Because I mean, we can obviously sample again if we want, but like, God damn it, was it good?
Go ahead and say it.
Guys, we had, because if you guys don't know, Truly has hard, like canned cocktails. With their Truly vodka. And it was like there was a blueberry.
It was Truly vodka soda.
But there's multiple packs. So this one had, I think it had cranberry pineapple was one.
Okay.
There was a blueberry. I can't remember the other two.
You're really selling it right now.
But they were so
There was like
good.
A blueberry lemonade one, right?
Yes, yes.
There was a peach pear.
There was a peach pear. We were nervous about it, and it wasn't bad.
It was a tremendously good pack.
It was
so delicious.
It was, guys, I'm not even playing. It was the best pack I think we've ever had. I think we both agreed that this pack was way better than any seltzer pack we've ever had.
So really, you guys didn't miss anything because you wouldn't have enjoyed it because we enjoyed every drink.
There was
nothing for you to laugh at us.
Well, don't forget, we also sampled the gingerbread cider.
That was fucking terrible.
No, it was pretty good.
That was absolutely awful.
No, you don't know.
It tasted like holiday piss.
You don't get it.
You know when you drink your uncle's piss for the holidays?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Like that, but ginger.
It was, we were supporting local. It was a local, well, it's somewhere in New York.
Cidery. I have no idea.
Held a gun to my head, I have no idea. Somewhere in New York.
Mistletoe Lane.
Yeah, you know, mistletoe.
Guys, speaking of.
Oh, wait!
I have been getting into watching some bad Christmas movies. And I'm calling them bad Christmas movies only because.
It's Hallmark.
Yeah, it's Hallmark.
And
Netflix Christmas movies, which are terrible.
Yes, yes. It's all like, if you guys know anything about movies, there's a production company called Gravitas. And every single one of these movies is Gravitas. That's the name of a production company that makes exclusively terrible movies.
Really?
If you...
Intentionally?
No, I don't think intentionally, but it's the budget that they have. Everything was shot on an iPhone 8. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Which movies did you watch?
Don't ask me the names.
Okay, don't.
There was a holiday one with Kristen Chenoweth.
Yes.
I gave you the full rundown of what it was about.
You did. You did.
So I'll give everybody else the rundown of what this one was about. So in case you want to watch it, you know not to. It was really bad, but I watched it because Kristen Chenoweth. It was Hallmark.
Hallmark. Okay.
Kristen Chenoweth is a choir director, and she works at a school, or no, I think it's like maybe like an after school program sort of choir thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing with her choir is that they make an original song. This guy writes an original song every year. And then at the end of the choir, they sell that song on like iTunes or whatever they want to call it. Online streaming.
You want to let me know who's spending $1.29
on an original Christmas
from an after school program?
Well, you'll be shocked to hear that this year the guy could not write the song, but luckily Kristen Chenoweth's character, who's this choir teacher, which I have done similar jobs.
Okay.
After school programs.
Okay.
Not only was she an after school program choir teacher thing director.
Yeah.
She was an ex-Broadway star.
Oh.
And she was an ex-Broadway star who starred in a musical that she wrote.
Oh my goodness. On Broadway. No way.
So she knew how to write music, but when they brought it up to her that maybe she would write the original song, she was like, I couldn't.
I could never.
I couldn't. You'll never guess who wrote the song.
Was it Kristen Chenoweth?
It was Kristen.
Oh my God.
So at this after school program, this boy comes in. I mean, he was supposed to be a high schooler. He was easily 27.
Okay. Okay.
He was a high schooler and he was there for like after school, like almost like community service. He's like, I'm here for the whatever internship.
Yeah.
And so he's supposed to help out with something else. And then she hears him in another room singing and discovers that he's an incredible talent.
Oh my God.
And he didn't even know about it.
Jeez.
And she wants to put him in the choir. And his dad just doesn't know. Because why would he need to be in this Christmas choir?
Right. He's on the football team,
but
sure.
Luckily the dad is single because the mom
tragically passed.
Kicked the bucket.
Got it.
Right.
Got it. Yeah.
So Kristen wastes no time.
Well.
And they start shacking up. Lo and behold, at the end of the movie, the boy that walked in for the internship was Kristen Chenoweth's son that she put up for adoption.
Away from me. Get away from me with that. That might be the most wild I've ever
heard.
Isn't
that fucking crazy?
That is crazy.
Like out of nowhere. Out of nowhere.
Ew, I hate it.
They never mentioned that he was adopted, that the son was adopted. Ever.
When do you find out that she gave up a child?
Near the very end, she's like, by the way,
I gave up a child.
I had a child once, and I gave it up for adoption.
What?
And then she's like, maybe I should figure out where my kid is. And then she, like, through the magic of, I don't know. Bad movies.
Yeah.
She quickly finds out the son is none other than this boy right here in front of her, where she's already in love with his father because the mom is out of the picture.
This feels like a Gravitas film.
Wild.
That was crazy.
So bad, but it's, oh.
And you know,
it has
Kristen
the worst writing in it.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure she was a co-producer of the movie.
Absolutely.
And I'm certain that she got the highest budget, which was $30.
Yeah.
I'm sure. I'm certain.
They had, at one point, so the dollar store has these big, like, plasticky bows at it.
Okay.
And I only know exactly the bows because I was trying to find bows all last year for my kitchen decor.
Uh-huh.
And so I saw these bows and they look like burlap and they have red snowflakes all over them.
Oh.
And they sell them at the dollar store every year for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Plasticky. Bad burlap.
So cheap.
Bows.
Yeah.
So cheap. She was walking down a street in New York City and there was a bell ringer there to get money for the homeless. And it was just a bell ringer thing. And at the top of it was this dollar store bow.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting there flopping.
Oh my God.
She gave money because she's a good person.
She's a good person.
Yeah.
I love that for you. I think that's great.
It was so bad.
It sounds terrible.
I watched every minute of it.
But did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
To me, it's all about the scene. You're sitting down, you're in a big comfy oversized hoodie under a blanket. Candles are lit, the lights are off, and you're just watching this shitty film. And you and Cody are laughing about it. But it's just
he wasn't here, and I was hand painting a Finding Nemo costume. Does that also go into your?
That's a little bit different.
Your story there.
That's a little different. A little bit more obscure.
But it was the middle of the day, and I just felt like I needed a cocktail. Yeah. They make you feel like you need to drink.
They do. Yes, they do. And there are actually online drinking games that you can play with a Hallmark movie.
Oh, I could have played it with that. That was like the epitome of a Hallmark movie.
You would have been inebriated.
And then I watched one called I Believe in Santa.
Oh, it's so bad.
It may be the worst movie I've ever seen.
It is a hands down probably the worst movie I have ever seen.
Guys, don't watch it.
It is awful. It's on Netflix, and just don't even watch it. Just give it a thumbs down.
Watch it. Don't watch it.
Yikes.
The guy believes in Santa.
At 40.
40 something.
Yeah.
And he gets with this girl who does not believe in Santa. And
she's 30.
She has a young daughter.
Yeah.
And she's a real stick in the mud, though.
She's bland. Real stick in the mud. She's dry as a fart.
She doesn't want to do any decorating. She doesn't want to do any holly jolly. She wants nothing. Which I just feel bad for the daughter. If you are a Scrooge, be a Scrooge.
Be a Scrooge.
If you're a nasty Grinch, be a nasty Grinch. But when you have like an 8, 9, 10-year-old kid, please just, if you are a family who celebrates Christmas, then please celebrate it right for this little kid. Because some of my very favorite memories of being a kid revolve around the holiday season.
I know. It's
so if you have a Grinchy, shitty, grouchy Scrooge.
Get to step in.
As a parent.
Get scootin'.
I feel bad for you.
I do too.
So we watched it and she was just such a little piss pot, the woman. And the guy was like, but it was so poorly written.
It's so bad.
And the way that he would act, it was uncomfortable. Oh,
it's really uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. And he's ugly.
He's not cute.
Like,
no, not even a little bit.
These Hallmark movies are supposed to just cast bad actors who are hot.
Yes.
They did.
Yes.
They
did. They gave him the double whammy.
They didn't. And then, so we looked it up because I'm an IMDb slut. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean by mm-hmm. that? Like, while I'm watching a movie, I'm on IMDb, like, looking up all of the actors' previous credits.
Yep.
Looking up all of the trivia.
Yep.
So Cody was on IMDb as we were watching it and found out that the two stars of that movie are married in real life.
Yes, I knew that too. I knew that. Yes. Disgusting.
They don't have any on-screen chemistry.
No, I can't even imagine what it's like in real life.
No.
Oh my God.
No.
It's awful. Terrible.
Would you make a career out of being in bad Hallmark movies?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you care if it's bad scripts?
Nope, I don't care.
No.
I don't care at all.
You just film constantly bad Christmas movies.
Yes, absolutely. I would do it right. I would quit my job right now.
And you know, like they're actors and they make okay money to do it, but you know, like they just live in like a suburb.
Yeah. Oh,
like, in just a regular house.
Oh, yeah. It's nothing crazy. I probably, knowing my acting level, I would probably get paid with a McDonald's coupon for like a free McGriddle.
Shut up.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I love a McGriddle.
I love a McGriddle.
And then I watched a really good movie called, I believe it's called Your Christmas or Mine.
Okay. Oh, this is the British one you were talking about.
It was a British one. So everybody in it was from Britain. So that automatically is a step up.
Better. Yeah.
And the two people, this was on Hulu. Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime, everybody. This one is worth the watch.
Prime steps it up.
This one is worth the watch.
Prime steps their pussy up.
So this one is very cute. If you're looking for wholesome, just like good feels, and then you also want to pretend you're not in America, this is it. So it starts off, you're at the, and I won't give everything away. It starts off that you are at the train station, and this couple is smooching and, you know, oh, I wish I could go with you for Christmas. I wish you could come with me for Christmas. And they are like, you know, like disgustingly cute with one another, whatever. Right. So then they all go on their separate trains. And then at the same time, they decide, I'm going to fucking surprise
hijinks
the other one by going to their house instead. So they run across to the other train, but they both do it. So they're both now on the opposite train and they both go to the towns that they live in on these trains, get off, find the house. Unfortunately, of course, true hijinks, the girl loses her phone on the train. So she can't be contacted, and he has no service.
Okay, wait. Here's my question, though.
Go ahead.
I guess maybe you can just ask a townsperson.
Go ahead.
But how else are you getting to this home?
Well, that's it. So he has his phone, and he can, like, follow it. He has service. I lied. He has service. He puts the address into his, like, maps, and it's talking to him, and he's walking the streets from this train station. Because she lived in, like, a...
1234 Cutie Pie Lane. That's where she's probably from.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mistletoe Hollow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Probably.
Yeah, for sure.
No, it was UK. So it was like...
Mistletoe...
Schmuggendorf Crumpet. 67 Crumpet Lane.
Ew.
Ooh, Peppermint Tea 63.
That was my AOL screen name.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, I talked to you.
I love that, yeah.
So... he goes to her house, and she gets off the train, and she has no phone, and she's like, what am I gonna do? What should I do?
Oh my god.
And luckily, the guy, she's like, can you help me? To the man who works there, and he's like, what you need, my love? And she was like, I need to get to my boyfriend's house. And he was like, okay, what's the name? It's a small town. What's the name? And so she gave him the name, and he's like, oh, I know that house is. If you go this way, this way, this way, this way, this way. So she walks through the snow to get there, but she's asthmatic, so she has to take her shot from her inhaler.
Oh, work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a long walk. So then they get to the house, and I won't give the rest away.
Okay.
I'll just tell you that they found out each other was at each other's house just in the nick of time for a terrible snowstorm where they couldn't leave.
Oh, Jesus.
Right? And she finds out that he is 300th in line to the throne, and his dad is a lord, and she's so in this like castle, and he's in this little city house. But they also both don't want their parents to know that they're dating.
Why? Racism?
I really don't know.
Okay.
It could be racism, because she was black and he was white.
Racism. Racism.
It was actually, though, such a cute movie.
Okay.
Spoiler alert for everyone. There is a moment where a dog is shot.
Oh, my God.
And it takes, like, a dramatic turn.
What?
Where you're like, what? The dog is shot? But then, don't worry, everyone. The dog survives.
Oh,
so I don't want anyone to feel like you can't watch it. And the dog not only survives, the dog is, like, literally fine.
All good.
Like, the dog...
Walk it off.
Like, they accidentally shoot a gun, and you see this dog with a wound.
Yeah.
Laying in the snow, which looks like dead. Next scene.
Perfectly fine.
I mean, just pretty much a Band-Aid.
One of those little dots.
Pretty much a Band-Aid.
The little dot Band-Aids. Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. Wow. I love that you're in this.
So now I'm watching them, and I'm going to watch them all.
Oh my God. My roommate and I, we've been like very into the movies.
Okay.
She unknowingly put a flick on the other day because she liked the sound of it. Turns out it was on the Great American Family Network.
Which, remind.
That's Candace Cameron Bure's Christy.
The one who won't give, who will not have a gay storyline because it's not
no
traditional
gay story,
marriage.
Yes, no gay storyline, no sucking dick and cock. We're not doing any of that.
Was there black people in this movie?
I did not see any black people in this movie. Yeah.
So it's just a pure white bread shit storm of a
absolutely
movie.
Terrible. I will say,
Candace Cameron Bure, I hope that she accidentally like puts her thong on the right way but has a poopy butthole and then takes it off and accidentally puts it on the wrong way and gets that poop in her vagina.
Oh no, a yeast.
That's what I hope for her.
I hope that for her too.
Yeah.
That sounds nice.
Mm-hmm. I hope she gets really fucking gross.
Happy holidays. Love ya.
I hope she has shit everywhere. I hope she looks like a chocolate stuffed donut from Dunkin'.
Well, she already does. So yeah. Well.
That powdery bitch. DJ Tanner, my ass.
Fuck her. Well, did you hear? Well, this was last year's news. I can't remember if we mentioned it, but Jodie Sweetin was doing a Hallmark shitty gravitas film.
Didn't she say like
She came out against her? Yeah, she's like, I fuck that shit. I don't want any part of Candace Cameron Bure's poop ass. I don't want any part of that.
Is it Candace's network or is Candace just the star? I think
she's just the idiot star.
Right.
She's the one that, like, the Great American
Fuller House was bad.
Fuller House was terrible. It was terrible.
Fuller House was just an excuse for people that loved Full House to, like, have a reason to survive for a couple more years.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
Candace Cameron Bure, what's it like to not have a career? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, Raven's Home. Oh, no.
It's like Raven's Home.
Yike. I can't do that.
Like, they tried to give the people who love That's a Raven another shot at watching it. We're all too old.
We're too old.
Give me real That's a Raven.
Preach.
Give me adult That's a Raven.
Well, also,
put it on the E Network.
You couldn't put Eddie back on it because Eddie went to prison.
What?
Yeah. Didn't you know that?
Eddie.
Edward went to prison.
No, he didn't.
Yes, and Edward was out there saying
what?
That he, like, fucked Raven. Yeah.
Fucked her? I thought she's fucked a lesbian.
Her. Fucked her right in the pussy. Yeah. Yeah. I don't, yeah. Well,
that's inappropriate.
Well, clearly. Well, that's, you
when
know.
She was starring on the Cheetah Girls?
Yeah, see? Yes. I know.
Amigas. Cheetahs. Friends for life?
Yes.
That's ridiculous. I don't believe it.
I know. Why? Well, also, yuck.
If you were a cheetah girl, you'd be the white girl, the dancer who can't sing. Yeah. And I would be Aqua, the one who has the hot sauce in her bag.
Ew. Yes, you absolutely
100%
would. 100%. Absolutely me. Would. Did I make it to the second movie? I think I did.
I hope not.
I don't
No, know. I think you did. She's in all of them.
Well,
it's Raven that ditches after the second one.
She knows better. She knows better.
And then they go to India.
I think we're in India.
One world?
Three cheetahs, one world. I don't know if that's the name of it.
I don't know either.
But yes, they go to India. But also, where are we going without what Galleria? Where are you going without Galleria? Is that her name?
Who?
Raven.
No, she's Cheetah.
No, she's not Cheetah.
I don't know her name.
See, love the flip.
I thought it was Cheetah and her girls.
No! I'm pretty sure it's Galleria.
Like Gem and the Holograms? Her name is Gem.
Yeah,
Cheetah but... Girls? Her name is Cheetah.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I think we watch different movies.
But I gotta be honest with you, Galleria is up there with Cheetah. So I don't know what's right. I don't know what's right. Long story short, they couldn't do it because Edward can't come back. He was in prison. He can't go back. He's in prison.
He cannot go back.
He is in prison. He
can't. Especially not if you're going to talk about...
God almighty.
Putting her... Your...
You're not putting anything near her
wiener
Chochana.
In me.
No way. Not near that Chochana.
Let's just be honest.
Be honest.
He's not cute.
He's not cute.
Like, Eddie was sort of a weird character.
Eddie was
now,
gross.
Now, Devon? Do you remember Devon?
You know I know Devon.
He was...
Devon could
That's
get it.
That's a good looking man.
Do you remember the boy band? The three boys in the band? No.
In Cheetah Girls?
Oh, I'm back to Raven.
So am I.
Oh.
What?
There was like a boy band that she was obsessed with. And for some reason, they came to her house at one point.
I have no memory.
It was a blonde
Wait,
boy.
Yes. No. Yes.
It was a blonde.
They sang a song.
Yes, they did.
What was it?
A good song.
Mm.
It was Hanson.
It was Hanson.
It was just Hanson.
You are unlocking something for
yes.
me, but as you can tell, I don't have a great memory for this.
Well, let me ask you this, because I believe I could be completely wrong. No one fact check me. I don't know if this is real. I believe the boys stay at her house. I want to say they're the Boys in Motion.
We give you our devotion,
boys. We are the boys in motion.
We give. Okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean now?
Yes, now I know.
I feel like.
They stay at her house?
I feel like they do. Don't know why.
Okay.
Don't know why. But let me ask you this question. Picture it. You're a preteen girl. Your bug bite bosoms just came in.
Stop!
And you're.
Stop.
Your training bra Stop. Overfloweth.
Stop. I want a bra! Go off, Lizzie.
Okay. So, knock, knock, knock.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Your favorite boy band is at the door, and their bus broke down outside, and they have to stay with you for the night. When they're sleeping on the air mattress
the
in your living
yes.
room,
The answer's yes.
You're making your move.
The answer's yes.
Okay. Okay.
It won't be a very good Here's what I'm picturing myself wearing.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
You said my...
Your my butt weights just came in. Just came in.
So I have those awkward puffy nipples. Great. Yes. I'm wearing a purple t-shirt from Justice. It says Miss Amazing. And it has a butterfly.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I'm wearing... I'm going to go ahead and say capri jeans.
Absolutely.
Capri jeans.
Light wash.
The same butterfly. Light wash.
Light wash.
The same butterfly on my shirt is on the jeans, so I can only wear those jeans with that shirt.
Glitter.
Ow.
Glitter.
Absolutely. These Absolutely. Jeans are bedazzled.
Absolutely.
And on my delicate hoof is a platform.
Oh, the chunkiest.
The chunkiest platform flip-flop you've ever seen in your life.
Cork.
My hair has three braids awkwardly placed throughout it. Mm-hmm. And then I have a bandana.
Maybe a couple butterfly clips.
Yes. A bad bang. Just Terrible. A little too short.
Terrible. Yeah.
And I slink down the stairs. And I say, tonight's the night.
Uh-huh.
I just turned 14 and I'm
yes.
ready.
Yes, girl.
And I look at them on the air mattress and I say to them, boys.
Boys?
Boys? Boys?
Hello?
Boys?
Hello?
And I flip on the light, and what do I see?
Tell me.
They're all gay for each other.
Yep.
And that's the how it would really go.
That's how
These
it goes.
Boy bands?
That's how it
come
goes.
Come on. They slept with each other.
You know Lance was sucking dick and cock with the rest of NSYNC.
He came out, and the rest of them were like, just don't say our name.
He was the loose hole in the group. He was.
Yeah.
He was. He wasn't the Duff, but he was the loose hole.
He wasn't the Duff.
Not the
But
Duff.
There was a Duff.
There was a Duff. I can't remember his
name.
He
had long hair.
Yes, he did. And I think he wore those weird, like, remember, like, back in the early 2000s, the fucking, like, goggle sunglasses?
Yes.
He's wearing those.
Let me tell you this, and maybe it makes me a bad gay and a bad, you know, 90s.
No such thing.
90s baby.
No.
I sometimes confuse the members of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys to the point where I have no idea who's who.
You did say this before.
So
you did.
I, like, the Duff that I'm picturing in my head could very well be in a different group. Lance Bass was in...
NSYNC.
NSYNC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
With Justin Timberlake.
Yes, he was. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Outside of that, I couldn't tell you who the other ones
Joey
were.
Joey Fatone.
Nope.
And then Smeagol from Lord of the Rings.
Right.
That was the whole group.
And then there was Hagrid, but small.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's
mm-hmm.
the one I'm thinking was the Duff.
That's absolutely the right one. Yeah.
The Hagrid mm-hmm. but small one.
Let me tell
Greasy.
You this.
Greasy.
Filthy.
He looked like Guy Fieri.
He needed a bath. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He needed a bath.
He's NSYNC?
He needs a wash. Yes, he is. He is. Guy Fieri was in NSYNC.
Yes.
Yes, he was. I will say this to you. I'm going to say this to you. If I,
okay.
13 years old,
right.
Lily White Bosom, I'm dressed very similarly, but I do have my doodle bear in my arm.
Okay, perfect.
Remember the doodle bear?
Yeah, I had a blue one.
Oh, I had the purple one. Because I'm gay.
That makes sense.
Well, there it is.
And I wasn't.
No, you weren't. Not even a little bit.
Boys.
Boys. Hello.
Boys. Put on my clips. Boys. What are you doing?
Listen, if Nick Lachey came to my door...
Mm.
With the whole rest of 98 degrees.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my move.
What were you saying about doodle bears?
I was just holding my doodle bear.
Okay.
And I'm going to show him on the doodle bear.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to touch him. No, that's inappropriate.
That's way inappropriate.
That's inappropriate.
These are children.
I'm only 13.
No. My thought, like, for me when I was 13, like, the most romantic it was going to be was that I was going to get cuddled.
Yes.
And I dreamed of getting cuddled.
Oh, my God. Me too.
Now...
Don't touch
Cody
me.
Cody gets like 2 minutes and I'm like, okay, I'm too warm.
Oh, yeah.
I'm too warm. And he falls asleep. I don't know if you've ever been in this situation with somebody where they fall. It's a spooning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm little spoon.
Mm-hmm.
Cody will put his arms around like my waist sort mm-hmm. of, you know.
Yeah.
And when he falls asleep, those arms turn into cement.
Oh, yeah.
They like, cut into me.
He's deceased.
They are so heavy on
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah. I don't. I will give you. I can't even say that. I will let you touch me.
Okay.
maybe while we're awake, we're sitting on the couch watching a movie. When we're in bed, there is a divider. Don't cross it. Don't touch me.
Yeah, I don't need to be cuddled on. It's too warm.
It's hot in here. I can't.
Your ideal form of cuddling, though, would be on a nice, cool couch.
Yes.
You're wearing a basketball short, and your leg is slung over him, and he's tickling your leg.
My legs are on top of his lap.
And he will tickle them.
And if he doesn't, it's not going to work out.
It's not going to work out. That's very romantic to you, though.
That is my love language. If you can scratch my legs, I'm in love with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll even give you a 180, and I'll put my head on your lap, and you're going to run your fingers through my hair.
Yeah. Sometimes even Kevin and I will be sitting somewhere, and he will put his arm in front of me.
I'll say, don't be afraid.
Ready to be scratched.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It just lulls you.
It's everything to me.
It's just very calm.
It's everything to me.
It's very calm.
My roommate has these sharp talons of nails that she sharpens just about every day.
Okay.
And when she gets going on my legs, I could let her go until she rips skin off. I don't care. It feels so good.
Right.
I had an itch on my leg the other day, and she got it to a T with the little point of her nail.
How was that?
I thought I was going to sing praises.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
In the highest. Yes, yeah. Amen. Yes, amen. Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
It was good.
It was amazing. It was amazing. I love that so much. Speaking of Glory B, I want to talk about something.
Okay.
That we talked about. Little religious. Okay, okay. We talked about it last episode that was magically disappeared and deleted.
Maybe because we talked about religion.
Maybe it was the Lord saying, hey, that's enough. Maybe it was Candace Cameron Bure.
Yeah.
Who's to say? You had mentioned that your grandmother was very upset because she had heard.
Oh.
That the Cracker Barrel was going under. That every store was closing.
She texted me specifically to say, every Cracker Barrel is closing. Please bring me one last time.
Jesus. That's harsh.
That's a hard text to get.
Death is at the door and you need to go say goodbye is what she said.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I looked it up while we were on the episode and they're not closing.
No.
They're not closing. But I will say, we recorded that on a Wednesday. That same Saturday, I went for the very first time to a Cracker Barrel.
The first time?
Yes, I'd never been before. Never been to a Cracker Barrel.
What did you think?
It was amazing.
You liked the little store.
The store, I could have dropped $3,000.
Yeah.
$3,000. Everything in that store.
It is Republican. It feels Republican.
It's very Christy. Let's keep the Christ in Christmas.
Yeah.
There's a whole religious section in there.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of really cute Christmas stuff.
What did you get?
I didn't, like, food-wise?
Yeah.
Well, it was before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So they had a special on, like, a fried turkey.
Oh.
And I did the fried turkey.
Okay.
Well, we got pickles for the table. Fried pickles for the table.
Period. For the table.
Gotcha. Amen. Yeah. Amen. And we got the apps. So we got the pickles for free.
Oh.
Yeah, because I'm a deal maker. I love deals.
Yeah.
Deals. I got the fried turkey, and I got a side of dumplings.
I like the dumplings.
And a side of mac and cheese.
Was it good?
My Lord.
Did you love it?
It was great. Listen, it's no home cooked.
No.
It's no home cooked.
No.
Like, they definitely took the mac and cheese out of a Stouffer's box, microwaved it, and threw it on the plate. 100%. And, like, I'm cool with that.
Did you scoop up every morsel?
The plate was bone dry when we were done. But I want to tell you, it's cheap. I got this whole plate of food, $13.
Yeah.
$13.
I felt 13 like buckaroonies.
I felt like a king.
I like their dumplings, too.
Amazing. And then I went to the store afterwards, contemplated buying all of Dolly and Reba's albums.
Yeah.
Because they're all there.
Yeah.
All there.
On vinyl.
On vinyl, on CD.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But if you go to the store after you eat, you have about 10 minutes before the poops hit.
Oh, yeah. It was a rush.
Yeah.
We had eaten first and then done the shop. So it was more of like a gamble on whether or not I was going to shit my pants near the vinyl selection or the sweaters. Because there was a bunch of sweaters next to the religious stuff as well.
Yeah.
It is an interesting setup of products in the store. I will tell you that. There was a Harry Potter section.
Yep. There's a Harry Potter section.
There's a lot of baby toys, which was interesting. Yep.
There's a children's toy section.
Yep.
A woman's sweater section.
Yes. Very Christy area. Very Christy.
Did they
Christmas.
Have the holiday corner yet?
Yes, they did. They had, you know, I love a blow mold. They had blow molds.
What'd you call me?
Listen, be honest. Mm-hmm. They had like a reindeer and a Santa and a Scooby-Doo with a Santa hat on and a Grinch. And they're all little blow molds. The Christmas trees and ornaments. I bought an ornament.
You did?
I bought an ornament.
Okay.
Of the Cracker Barrel.
No.
Yes, I did. And it has a wreath on it because it's Christmassy. How cute. I'm so proud of myself.
You bought that?
Yes, it was cute. I needed a little keepsake.
Is it on your tree?
You know what's on the tree. It's amazing.
I love that you bought that.
How could I not?
How are the fried pickles?
Slapping.
So can I tell you this? And this is honestly a matter of coincidence.
Okay.
I went to Cracker Barrel today.
Did you really? Well, yes. You were with your gram.
My grandmother and I, because we had made plans when she told me every Cracker Barrel is closing. Please take me one last time. We made plans because my grandmother and I have Monday dates.
Oh, I love that.
So we both don't have stuff to do on Mondays, so we go. Today was our last Monday date because I have to start doing other things on Mondays.
Uh-huh.
So our Monday date, we drove out to the Cracker Barrel and we had breakfast there.
How was it?
It was delicious.
Was it closing?
Not closing.
Not at all.
Not closing at all.
Jam-packed.
Yeah. Uh-huh. To the gills.
To the gills. To the gills. New products every day.
Yep. And I got some over medium eggs, biscuits and gravy, fried apples, hash brown casserole.
Oh my God.
And a sugar ham.
Jesus Christ, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Delicious. You texted me and you said, I'm near your office right now.
Yeah.
And it took everything in me to not be like, I have to leave for the day.
I'm going to leave.
I need to leave. I have an emergency.
Would you have gone to Cracker Barrel with one, my
without question. You would have said, I'm at Crack, and I would have just gone. Yep. I knew. I knew right away.
Hi.
I'm going to slam my Honda through the side of the building. Hey. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, save
Happy
some pickles
Honda
for
days.
Me.
Let's take a break, and let's save this part of the episode.
Guys, if you don't hear this, I guess it doesn't matter. Yeah. But
if you're hearing this, know that we're both still walking.
If you hear this, know that I didn't run myself through this glass door. Yeah.
Say a little prayer for you.
We're Cheetah Girls, Cheetah Sisters.
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess her name is not Cheetah.
No, it's not Cheetah. It's Galleria. Well, let's look it up.
That's
on the
a
break.
Weird name.
Yeah, so is Cheetah. So is Awkwafina. What's her name?
Just Awkwa. I always know that.
Before we take a break, have you heard that she has a single?
The sexy one?
Yeah, it's terrible.
I wanna fuck you.
Basically.
Fuck you in your butt. I wanna fuck you in the butt. And I love to fuck. I am a qua. I am a cheetah girl and I love to fuck.
Yeah.
Rain on me.
Great
tsunami.
Song. Amazing.
And then it goes into
the chorus.
Rain on Me by Lady Gaga.
Oh, yes. Grande. She's the opener, yes, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
I would love that.
I would die for that.
Can I ask you this?
Please ask
before
it.
You.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck, Mary Kill.
Okay.
Destiny's Child. The Spice Girls.
Oh my God.
Or the Cheetah Girls.
Oh wow. Okay. I'm gonna have to kill the Cheetah Girls.
Ah!
I'm killing the Cheetah Girls.
I actually agree completely.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be like Cinderella.
I think I want to have sex with the Spice Girls, and I think I'm marrying Destiny's Child, which is it's a little bit of concern for me because I don't want anything to do with Michelle.
And you also have said on here that you think that Beyonce is overrated.
I do.
I liked her better in Destiny's
Child. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'll get into Destiny's Child.
I'm with you, except I'm killing the Cheetah Girls. I'm going to have sex with Destiny's Child because it's a better bang.
That's true.
And I'll marry the Spice Girls. Just, it's comfortable.
Yeah.
It's comfortable.
You're right. With or without Posh?
With.
With Posh? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not a good fuck.
No, she's so
that's
bony.
That's like having sex with a paperclip.
Yeah, she's so bony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break.
All right, let's take a break.
If you're like me, you used to look down at crock wearers thinking, oh, yuck, when you gandered at those holy foamy clogs. Until one day, you slipped your delicate womanly hoof into the open mouth of the Steve Irwin-approved waterproof footwear and had your own personal Cinderella moment. Bibbidi Bobbidi, buy them now on Crocs.com and get free shipping on orders of $45 or more. Use the link in our episode description when buying to throw some cash at your favorite bland gaze.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year older,
a new one just begun.
Did you like that?
No.
Okay. And so happy Christmas! Work. Guys, on our little break, we went out to visit our friends, Jake and Beth, and they have the most aggressive tree I've ever seen in my life. I have to be honest. Let me be clear.
It's a little too big.
She's robust. And listen, she looks good. She looks good in the space. She's big.
She's half the room.
She's thick, T-H-I-C-C.
Yeah.
She's Megan Thee Stallion. She's cheeked up.
Yeah.
That's a big old tree.
It's big. It's too big.
That's a big tree. I love it, though. I love it. I love everything about it. That, like, I would want a tree taller than that. Like, I want that thick mama jama.
But you want it to keep going up.
But I want her tall. I want her, like, 20 feet, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that you have your tree up. It looks beautiful.
Thank you.
I love how the Grinch stole Christmas right on the tippity-top there, that little rascal.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful. My roommate and I put our tree up last night, and we have a fake tree because my roommate's allergic to pine.
I'm also allergic to pine.
But we put the Christmas lights on. They're the old school, like, big old jumbo bulbs.
Yeah.
And while they're beautiful, they get fucking hot.
Like, dangerously hot?
No, like, very warm, but also to the point where one of the bulbs has a little bit of the fake plastic stuck to it from years in the past. Yeah, so I guess hot. Yeah, I guess is what I'm saying
to
you.
It melts the plastic.
A little bit, yeah. So it's a little concerning. We don't leave the tree on long term. It's not going to be on more than like 6 hours. That's a long time.
Yeah.
And we also don't leave our apartment if the tree is on. If the tree is on, we have to unplug it and turn it off.
Yeah.
Like before we leave, because I'm not coming home to my cats being in trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah, burnt apartment.
Burnt apart. Because right. Also, yeah. Because also, Taro loves to lay underneath it. That's her favorite spot in the Christmas winter time.
Sweet.
It's very sweet. I love getting a good pic of her under it. But but yeah, we just decorated last night. I'm so excited. The Cracker Barrel ornament is front and center.
Oh my God.
Front and center. I love it so much. But yeah, that's up.
I can't believe you bought a Cracker Barrel ornament.
I love it so much. It's everything to me. I love getting an ornament just about everywhere I go, though. I want a keepsake. I want to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you do that?
No.
Why? Especially going to Disney and stuff. Oh, I feel like you should.
I don't want a messy tree. Mm. So I get nervous. If I collect too many different things, then it's going to look really like jumbled. So I don't.
You have a very clean tree. You do.
This is a very clean.
It's beautiful. Tree.
I like matching pretty. I like pretty department store trees.
I like a jumbled pile of shit.
Yeah.
I love so much shit on the
but
tree.
But I also can appreciate that very much. Yeah. I like that. I just don't want it on my main tree. If I had a little tree as well, I would do like fun stuff on
it. How many trees do you think are in this house?
Well, Beth puts a tree in every single room.
Yes. And I love that for her.
Like every room. The bathrooms have a little tree.
That's amazing. My friend John bought a house a few years ago. And it's this old, gorgeous home. He has 9 Christmas trees in his home.
Oh my gosh.
And 3 of them are 9 feet tall. Because he has high ceilings.
That's incredible.
It is literally everything I'm looking for in life. Everything.
Oh, that's really nice.
Isn't that nice? I love that. And they're all beautiful. He's got a tree in the kitchen. It's got food ornaments all over it.
That's cute. How cute is that?
Yeah, I like it. I love that. Well, speaking of food, we're doing a sampling. We're doing a sampling, guys. I hate my life.
Since we came back from break, I have not been able to think about anything other than this.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I feel like out of it. I'm very nervous about it.
I can tell you're nervous. So we're just going to get in. We have to get into it. Let them know what this is.
Okay, so Cody saw at Walmart. It's Van Leeuwen.
Yeah.
Ice cream, French ice cream, established in Brooklyn in 2008.
Okay.
Not very French, if you ask me. Just yeah. Mm-hmm. Limited editions. These are different flavored ice creams. I'll tell you this. I'm not an ice cream girl in the first place.
Oh, you're not. I don't eat ice cream. I am an ice cream girly.
So this is
a different story.
Tell them the three kinds while I get these spoons.
Okay. So we're sampling three different ice creams today. They're all the same brand, Van Leeuwen. I'm going to start with the one that I think I'm going to like the most, which is still not much. And it is hot honey. yeah. The next one is dill pickle, which I'm about to slap Cody with the pickle. That's enough with the pickle. Keep your pickle to yourself, Cody.
Right. I say that all the time.
Well, I bet. And the third and final one makes me really want to
hit somebody with a car.
Yeah, that's it. It's Kraft mac and cheese flavored. And I'm just picturing the top of this when you open it to just be dusty with fake dust.
Oh my God.
Fake cheese dust.
I'm really hoping that they are these flavors, but that they're sweet.
Yeah.
So like a sweet mac and cheese flavor could maybe taste like a cheesecake.
Yeah.
If it tastes like cheese, I don't know. I really don't know. Guys, I'm not good with bad food. I'm not good with things that taste bad. I'm not adventurous. I am a picky eater. And I like eating these is going to get me fired up.
Yeah, it's going to make me mad. I was telling Justin before we started recording that I have had everything bagel ice cream before, and it is absolutely disgusting.
I can't.
It just tasted like cream cheese. Like I just put a spoonful of cream cheese in my mouth. I can't even talk about it.
All right, we're going to open one of these.
Let's just go into it. Which one do you want to start
with? Hot honey, for sure.
Because we think we're going to like that one the most. That one will be
the best, so I'm going to open it.
Okay, just get in it. Sniff it, too.
All right, I'm going to take a little scoop, and I'm going to hand it to you. Mm-hmm. We're going to eat these together, though.
Okay.
I don't smell anything. It smells, it has no smell at all.
What is that?
I don't know.
What am I looking at there?
I don't know. All right.
Oh, God, shit, okay. Ready?
All right, hot honey.
Hot honey.
Go for it.
It's not bad.
It's fucking good.
It's real good. What are you getting with that?
Butterscotch?
Yeah.
That's good. Guys, it's sweet. That makes me feel like I might like the other one.
Mm. Okay.
Why is it actually yummy?
Yeah.
Do you get hot?
No.
No. Do you get honey?
Yeah. I don't want hot, though. I don't want that.
I just get caramelly butterscotch.
But here's what I'm going to say to you. I don't want even half of this. I just wanted a spoonful.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's going back in the fridge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think maybe this would be good on chicken and waffles.
Oh.
Like put a little on something and let it melt.
You're crazy.
And
I love that.
Okay, thank you.
Before we get into the next two, have you seen the Hidden Valley Ranch ice cream?
Yeah, that's abhorrent.
Yeah, I've heard it's ever very salty. I've heard it's very
That's
salty.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
Dill pickle.
Dill pickle it is.
All right. I'm not going to like this. It stinks.
Oh, it smells so bad. It smells like feet.
I'm not going to like it.
Okay, all right.
Let's do it.
I hate it.
I can't eat the last one. Bye.
No, my God.
I'm crying.
Oh, it's so bad. Oh, my God.
I can't even talk about it.
Oh, I can't.
My
it's body so bad.
Instantly rejected. Oh, my God.
I'm crying.
I cannot eat the last one.
I don't think I really can.
I genuinely can't because that
was so bad.
Shocked me.
It was so bad.
That my body wanted it out. I can't eat this last one. Genuinely.
I have to cleanse the palate.
This is stupid. Okay. Put the top on that one. Wow. Wow.
Let me ask you something about society. What is it about pickles? Stop.
Stop.
Stop with the pickles.
It's not good.
The pickle goes on a burger or on the side of a sandwich. Mm-hmm. I don't want a pickle back shot.
You have to open this one. I can't open it.
Oh my God.
And what pisses me off is that the containers are cute.
They're adorable.
These it's don't just look like Loverboy. Chintzy, whatever. These are pretty containers.
It's just like Loverboy.
That has a dripping orange noodle on the front of it.
Oh,
I'm not eating it.
My God, it's so orange.
I'm not eating
you
it.
You have to.
I don't think I can.
Oh, my God. Okay, hold on. It looks... Okay, you know when you
this
make...
This is so rude.
You know when you make a little cup of the microwave mac and cheese?
Yeah.
This is what it looks like when the water kind of like bubbles over the pasta.
Stop, stop, stop. That's such a big... That's so big. That's too big. I'm taking... Oh, that's way too big. Have you lost your... Have you lost your mind? Have you lost your mind?
I know. It's a big spoon.
I can't... I don't think it smells, but my brain has made it smell.
It smells. It's awful. It's terrible. Yeah. It's so bad. I don't like that. I don't. Oh my God.
Why'd you take so much, you stupid fuck?
It just tastes like powdered cheese.
It's.
Rank them. One is best.
Honey is the best.
Okay. Two and three. What do you got?
Two is. Mac and cheese.
Yes. Yes.
Three is still pickle.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yep. I did not anticipate that. Oh, I can't breathe. Oh, my God.
I need to end the podcast.
Do you need to end the podcast? Guys, on this note, God bless you. Godspeed. We gotta go.
God rest you, merry gentlemen.
I don't even know what to say. All right. We love you. Mm-hmm. If you want to sponsor a beverage.
Just a drink.
A drink. A beverage.
One. A good drink.
A hard beverage. Mm-hmm. Cash App us at @TubeLangGaze and tell us what you're looking for. And make sure you follow us on Instagram at @TubeLangGaze. Mm-hmm. But these TubeLangGaze got to go right now because I am shooketh to the core and I have to leave.
Yep.
All right. We love you.
Love you.
Goodbye.
Bye.